to the student. All stages of learning can be joyful. There is a joy in new knowledge and excitement in discovery that releases energy and enthusiasm. As knowledgeable as teachers are, they may not always be able to articulate their knowledge. You may have to teach yourself by listening to them play, by analyzing, by watching the way they move, or by asking yourself questions. Or they may be able to articulate their knowledge very well, but may be egotistical and insensitive to the needs of your nature. Their teaching may constitute a violation of your nature, and at some time you may have to let some knowledge drop away from you in order to return in a different form that is in harmony with you. Impatience on a teacher's part reveals an important lack in his love for the work, and it is the teacher's problem. Yours is not to be victimized by it. If you do not understand what the teacher is trying to impart, ask questions and keep asking until you do understand, or until you are satisfied that the teacher is incapable of explaining it. I know that in my own teaching, I am delighted when a student asks a question. I always interpret this as a sign that the student is interested and wants to know, and this generates more enthusiasm on my part. Remember, above all, that new knowledge should always give you a feeling of enlightenment and joy. A new concept should be allowed to float freely through the mind without trying to grasp or capture it. As it floats free in your inner atmosphere, it will pick up something of your ways and change its contour, making its acceptance favorable to your own mental and spiritual climate. The delicate art of teaching should be based upon a respect for life in all its forms and an ability to relate and respond to all its beauty. Then, there need be no ordinary moment during a lesson. The teacher listens even to the unspoken word of the student, learning how to best share the knowledge in a way The delicate art of teaching should be based upon a respect for life in all its forms and an ability to relate and respond to all its beauty. Then, there need be no ordinary moment during a lesson. The teacher listens even to the unspoken word of the student, learning how best to share knowledge in a way to fit the student's individual nature. Greed for knowledge should not interfere with the harmony of the moment. You may, in fact, have more knowledge than you can put to use. What is really needed is a spark of feeling to light its way. This may require time for quiet reflection and self-discovery, and the teacher should be willing to wait.